Yay! I think so. We did. We sang very well there, didn't we? We were brilliant. We're going to join together in prayer. And you noticed last week, I think, that the words of the Lord's Prayer were on the screen. And some of you might think, well, that's strange because we all know that prayer so well. Some of us do, but we never know when people are going to be visiting with us. And so the words for the Lord's Prayer, as we currently say them here, will appear on the screen as well. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Gracious God, we thank you that we can gather together to worship you. That though you call us personally to the life of faith, we do not walk alone. We walk with one another. We give you thanks for the church, for the family of faith in all of its rich diversity of age, gender, ethnicity, and experience. For all that the church has meant to us in the past and all that it still means to us now. We give you thanks for every time we have come here feeling cast down and discouraged, and you have come to us, revived our strength, and given us a sense of new hope and purpose. For every time we have come here struggling with temptation and found here the strength to choose the right path. For every time we have come here with a sore heart and found your comfort. For every time we met with you and you spoke to us. We come again this morning. We thank you for the people gathered around us, those that we know very well, those that we are just getting to know. And we ask that in all we do as part of our worship this morning, we may be aware of your presence, the God who created us, the God who loves us, the God who calls us in Jesus Christ forward in faith. And as many will do throughout planet Earth today, we now say together the words that Jesus gave to his first followers, and so we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.